Welcome back to Larry Reedy's America. This is the gun version of Larry Reedy's America. This is the second episode. If this is your first time listening, I'm not going to go through the introduction process. Just go back to the first episode and listen, if you would, please. Anyway, we're still on revolvers, so today we're going to start off with the Smith & Wesson Governor, and this has Crimson Trace laser grips. We'll start off just as I have it in the book. I have posted reviews on all my guns. I think a couple of weapons that I borrowed from Guns & Tackle in Greensburg, Indiana, and a few welcome reviews from friends. I asked people regularly to review some of their guns, and I got little response. I will have to borrow some guns or buy some and risk my wife trying to commit me to a funny farm or get some reviews for people who enjoy the website. This introduction, when I just had my website of BatesvilleShooter.com, but I did review this gun for that website, and as we go through this, you know, I have an update on it. In the meantime, I will list some guns that I hope will stay in the family when it's time for me to go to the heavenly shooting range. I will not try to dictate to my children from the grave, but anyone who has a gun collection is probably thinking the same way as me. My list will not be any specific order, but reasoning will be quality, actual accuracy, sentimental, and fun to shoot. I hope you enjoy this and may make your list for your heirs. The Governor is unique and chambered in 45 ACP, 45 Colt, and 410 shotgun shells. Excellent quality, accurate, great for concealed carry and home protection. The revolver is fun to shoot. I reviewed this first on March 8, 2017. And I also put an addition in here in March of 2018. While shooting this excellent revolver, I thought this is a phenomenal weapon. I forgot to mention the Crimson Trace laser grips. They're useless in the sun, but are terrific at night. Great videos on YouTube. The thing that makes the Governor so unique, Taurus has a wonderful gun too, and but the Taurus will shoot 410 shotgun shells and Colt regular 45 slugs. The thing is, with the Smith & Wesson, the 45 ACP, by using moon clips, you can shoot 45 ACP, which I prefer the long Colt because at the time, I haven't bought ammo in quite a while. I have quite a bit. But the 45 Colt was a lot more expensive than the 45 ACP. The nice thing about this, and normally I would recommend a pistol, semi-automatic, for home protection because of the capacity. But I'll tell you, with this laser grip, and if you want something for home protection or carry, when you put that laser on somebody, I don't think you're going to have to worry about a confrontation. The guy's going to run. And the 410, if I use this particular weapon for home protection, I would have three 410 shotgun shells in it, and 345 ACP. And the shotgun shell, even though it's a 410, you get one with three or four pellets in there, and it will do the job. And I just think everybody should have something that they're comfortable with for home protection, whether it be pistol. And people say, well, I'm comfortable shooting a .22. Well, If that's the only thing you're comfortable with, get a high capacity 22 and use that. Because I can't imagine even some drugged up thug breaking into a home, taking 10 22s in him and still walking away. Okay, our next one. This is a revolver that I had for years. It is just a wonderful gun, great revolver to shoot. This is a Ruger single six convertible. It shoots 22 long rifle, and then with a quick change of the cylinder, 22 magnums, which is just a fun round to shoot. So here's a review on this one. I have a Ruger single six convertible purchased 45 to 47 years ago, and it still looks like new. The Ruger is an excellent revolver for the first time or experienced shooter. It has adjustable front and rear sights and is very accurate with either 22 long rifle or 22 magnum. The finish and the walnut grips are of excellent quality. The most recent Signal 6 model manufacturers in the early 70s have a safety block so you can load six rounds without a possible discharge. This model by Ruger has been continuous production since 1953 with a few changes along the way. Before you buy a new single six convertible for around $600, read my upcoming review on the Heritage Rough Rider. Again, a lot of good reviews on YouTube on this. And this is really a fun, inexpensive weapon. And, you know, 22 ammo, back years ago when they had a supply issue, I know even the 22 was high, but 22s come back down. And it's a fun gun to shoot. Okay, the next one. I have a 22 LCR Ruger and a 22 Magnum LCR Ruger. These are hammerless revolvers, basically kind of pocket pistols. Let me read the review and then I'll make some comments. The Ruger LCR 22 LR and the 22 Magnum are excellent revolvers for anyone who has a problem with recoil. Most people think that a 9mm 40 or 45 calibers are what you need for home protection. I disagree because when a person gets intimidated by recoil and cannot hit the target, you're better off shooting the person in a self-defense situation with a small caliber round than missing with a more powerful cartridge. I did this review on 2017. These are nice quality guns. They're inexpensive. If I were recommending a 22 or a 22 Magnum, I don't think I'd ever recommend a 22 Magnum for home protection, because break-ins usually occur at nighttime, and a 22 Magnum puts off a big flame and smoke. And after that first shot, you might have a hard time seeing. But I think I would recommend a pistol, an automatic pistol, instead of a revolver in any kind of a 22 for home protection because of the capacity. I mean, you know, you've got a six-shot 22, and my most recent purchase, which is not in the book, and I'll get to that review later on, is a Sig Sauer that has a capacity of 20 rounds, and I believe they just recently released a 30-round 30-round version of, you know, if you want to add to it, if you can't hit somebody with 20 rounds, forget it. So anyway, but I don't really recommend this as home protection or as concealed carry. It's, but they're little fun guns to shoot. But if you're not going to be spending money on collecting guns, don't bother with them. Okay, now here is the one that, and I'm not, this, don't get me wrong, I'm not putting this gun and this revolver in the same class as a Ruger Single Six. This is a Heritage Rough Rider. It's a convertible 22 long rifle, 22 Magnum. I'll read you the review first. The Heritage Rough Rider is an inexpensive quality revolver available for purchase for $200 to $250. I have fired hundreds of rounds through mine and never had any problem. It has fixed sights like the original Colt single action revolver and the original Ruger single six. The sights are not the most accurate, but you can always use Kentucky windage. Example, if you shoot high left, lower your sight line and move it to the right. I like my Ruger single six, but I don't know if it's worth three times the amount of a Rough Rider. So it's something that you would have to choose, because these are guns you plink with, the single action revolver. And I'll tell you, I've never hit a misfire with either one of them. And for the money to get a convertible 22 and 22 Magnum for around $200, to me, it's a no-brainer. By the way, this review was done November 9th, 2017. So the next, going back to another LCR, because this is a good pocket gun. This is a 357 Magnum. So again, let's do the review first. The Ruger LCR 357 is an excellent gun for glove compartment in your automobile and possibly a concealed carry. I am not comfortable carrying a five-shot revolver. The 357 Magnum is a perfect round with incredible stopping power, but it is gratifying to shoot in a full-size gun, not a small snub nose with considerable recoil. I fired five shots rapid fire at 30 feet using the point and shoot method and had excellent results. Several YouTube videos are informative. One other video highlights the difference in the recoil of a 357 versus a 338 special. That review was done August 22nd, 2017. The problem I have with, I don't have a problem with that as a concealed carry, because most incidents happen when you're confronted by someone. It's 17 to 21 to 24 feet. That's, you know, so it's kind of a belly gun. You don't have to aim it or anything. You point and shoot. And the results that I had shooting this, I was shooting a silhouette target. And as long as I can put some in the kill zone, which, you know, is either head or from the neck down to your belly button, not your shoulder, not your legs or anything. But if you can put them in there 25 to 30 feet, it's fine. But again, five shot, concealed carry, it's not for me. But again, it's an easy revolver to shoot. The quality's there. Ruger just makes exceptional weapons. And this is another really good one. So, okay, that's my opinion on that. So, our next revolver. This is really a neat gun. This is a Ruger Vaquero, a 357 Magnum. The Ruger Vaquero is a classic single-action revolver that is quite elegant and fun to shoot. My Ruger is chambered in the 357 Magnum or 38 Special. The Vaquero is strictly a range gun, and in my opinion, no single-action revolver is adequate for home defense. The Ruger is a big revolver, and the recoil is very manageable because of the size. The old-fashioned sights are not very good when trying to hit a bullseye on paper at a reasonable distance, but you will be able to hit steel targets from a reasonable distance. I like this revolver and highly recommend it to anyone who wants to shoot just for the fun of it. The Vaquero is a modern-day weapon that links us to the great history of the West's early days. I reviewed this in December of 2016. Let me explain my reasoning for not having a single-action revolver for home defense. If you have a revolver, home defense, the simple thing, you just keep pulling that trigger. You know, you got a double-action revolver. With a single-action revolver, it's a two-step process. You cock the hammer and squeeze the trigger. You cock the hammer, squeeze the trigger. When you're in a life-threatening situation, you don't want to do it two steps on anything. You want to be able to point and shoot until the danger is out of, I mean, the danger is over. The intruder has to be on the ground. And by the way, in a home defense situation, never shoot just one time, at least double tap. And if he's still standing, empty it, because the chances are he's armed and he'll try to kill you. So let's go to the next one. This, for the money, is incredible. This is a Taurus Raging Bull. Let me read you a review. I recently purchased a Taurus Raging Bull chambered in 44 Magnum. I like the price, trigger, balance, and quality. I don't like the black front sight, and the grip feels good until you shoot about 25 rounds. After 25 rounds, your hands really beat up. I was shooting single action into the sun at 35 feet. I had to adjust the rear sight and put a dab of white paint on the front sight. I alternated every 6 rounds with my Ruger Super Red Hawk. The Ruger performed flawlessly at 35 feet. I fired both firearms at 1 to 2 second intervals. And in the book, I posted the targets with my final 2 shots from the Ruger were 35 yards hitting the target high left. So, but again, if you're looking for a real stopper, there's bigger cartridges, larger cartridges than a 44 Magnum, but the 44 Magnum is manageable. And remember, the recoil comes after the shot. But I'm telling you, it is a devastating cartridge. And I have 4 44 Magnums. I have the Raging Bull. I have the Ruger Super Red Hawk, a Colt Anaconda, and I have a Smith & Wesson factory. It's a factory special 44 Magnum. They're all really, really good. But if you're looking for price, the 44 Magnum's it. Okay. With this, we're at 20 minutes again. I'm going to try to keep good to my word. keep these at 20 minutes. And so for now, thank you for listening. And I will talk to you on the next podcast. Let's go out with the national anthem again. God bless all of you, and God bless the United States of America. Talk to you on my next podcast.